It's Chazar Zaychen Nishma Sabachi Ches Lushrag and Rami Yehuda. Tech the Bracha is Daphne and Ches. Rami Yehuda said if someone sees 600,000 Yidim, he makes a Bracha Baruch HaCham HaRozim. He sees the 600,000 Goyim, he says Busha Imchem. Chazar explains the Bracha of Baruch HaCham HaRozim is because every single person has a different type of mind, different type of das, and different looks. And Zoyma saw 600,000 Yidim made the Bracha, and he also said he also made a Bracha thanking Hashem that all these people were created to serve him. Because he said, look how hard Adam Arishan had to work until he was able to get food, make food for himself, and I just go and I go to a bakery and I'm able to buy whatever I need, and the same thing with clothing. And Zoyma also said a good guest comes and thanks and realizes that everything that the host did was for him. Whereas a bad guest says, the host did nothing for me, he did it all for himself, and he made one extra piece of chicken for me, one extra challah for me, etc. That's what a bad guest does. Rav or Rav Zvid or Rav Yishai dash in the pasuk that refers to Yishai and says he was bo ba'anoshim, that Yishai, when he would go to the Beis Medrash, he would go along with 600,000 people. Ula said that when we make the bracha, that's only in Eretz Yisrael when you see 600,000 people. Right? It says someone sees the chacham of Yisrael, he says baruch shechach, makes a bracha baruch shechalak mechachmaser le'reyav. He sees the chacham of Goyim, he says baruch shenasa mechachmaser le'briyosav. Someone sees a Jewish king, he says baruch shechalak mekvoide le'reyav. Someone sees a non-Jewish king, he says baruch shenasa mekvoide le'briyosav. Rabbi Yechon said you should always go to try to see kings, even non-Jewish kings, because then you can compare that type of kavod to the kavod that it will eventually be with the Melech HaMashiach, which will be so much greater. If Sheshes was blind, and when everyone was going to see the king, he went along, and the Saduki said, what are you going? You're not going to even know what's going on over there. He said, watch, I'll know more than you can. And as the procession passed, every time the Saduki thought the king was there, and every time Sheshes said, nope, the king is not there yet, the king is not there yet, and he based it on Psukim that talk about the Shechinah coming. And finally, when the king did come, so the Rav Sheshes made a bracha on the king, and the Saduki said, you're making a bracha on someone you can't even see. Rav Sheshes looked towards him, and he died. Sheila once gave Malchus to someone who was mizana with a mitris. This man, the Russia, went and told on the government that Sheila was giving out punishment, unauthorized to do so. The government sent someone to check out the situation and said, Sheila, why did you punish him? He said, well, this person was mizana with a donkey. So the government person said, if so, he should have been killed. So Rav Sheila said, yeah, but we don't have the power to kill after the Churban anymore. Rav Sheila saw he's not going to get in trouble. He said, L'cha Hashem Agdula Lagvura, when the government asked, what did you just say? He explained that he's praising Hashem for giving such a great government. When he heard that Rav Sheila loves the government so much, he went ahead and gave him a staff, so to say, as to give him permission to mete out punishment. This Russia asked how he could say how Rav Sheila could lie that he was mezana with the chamar, because the Eibusha even sent Eliyo Anabi to say edus that this person was mezana with the chamar. So Rav Sheila said that, you know, it's am hadoim of the chamar, the goyim are considered like a chamar. So this person was going to go ahead and tell the government official that Rav Sheila was calling them chamayrim. So Rav Sheila said, oh, now he's a roidif, now I can go ahead, and he went ahead and killed him. Sheila said, since a miracle happened to me with the pasuk of the Chasha Magdula, he went ahead and darshaned the every single word of that entire pasuk. Rabbi Akiva darshaned it somewhat differently. Bryce says someone else sees settled houses of Yidden in Eretz Yisrael, he makes a bracha thanking Hashem for reestablishing the Yiddish communities after the Churban. If he sees them destroyed, he makes a Dayan HaEmes. If he sees settled communities of Goyim, he makes a pasuk asking Hashem to uproot them. And if he sees them destroyed, he says the pasuk of Kel Nekomis Hashem, Kel Nekomis Sefiah. Rav Chista sighed when he passed by the ruined house of Rav Chana Bar Chaniloi. Ula said, that's not healthy to sigh. Rav Chista said, how can't I sigh? How should I not sigh? Would this house used to have a house of unlimited chesed? Now it lies in ruins. Ula said, the Rabbi Yechon said, these houses will be rebuilt when the Beis HaMikdash was rebuilt. Rav Chista didn't seem to have any nechama from that statement. So Ula said, listen, if Hashem's house is in ruins, then these houses have to be in ruins as well. Rav Chista said, when someone sees Jewish graves, he makes a bracha similar to the lashon that we make today when entering a cemetery. When he sees non-Jewish graves, he says, Busha Imchem. Rishuma Levi says, if someone sees a friend after not having seen him for 30 days, he makes a shechiyonu. If he hasn't seen him in 12 months, he says, Baruch Mechaya Mason. Rav Dash is supposed to teach that a mace does not get forgotten for 12 months. Rishuma Levi said, if someone sees a person with spots, he makes a Baruch Meshana Habriyos. Aya Brisa says that someone, for that, he make a Dayano Emes. The Gemara says, it depends. If it happened after birth, later on, that's when he makes a Dayano Emes. If he was born like that, that's when you make a Meshana Habriyos. Brisa says, if someone sees a monkey or an elephant or an owl, he makes a Meshana Habriyos. If someone says beautiful creatures or beautiful ilanos trees, he makes a baruch shekacha loyal be'olamai. Mishnah said, ala zikin, you make a kaychig v'rasim alei olam. What are zikin? So Shmuel says it is a kuchva deshavet, a shooting star. Huna, the son of Rabbi Yeshua, said it's a tear in the viloin heaven, which allows the light from the rekia heaven to be seen. Mara then gets into a conversation about some of the constellations, where Shmuel says that the Zikin, never traveled through the Kisla constellation. If it did, the world would be destroyed. Rather, it looks like it does, but it really doesn't travel through it. Shmuel also said that the constellations of Kima and Ksil were all created at the same time, because the heat of Ksil would destroy the world and the cold of Kima would destroy the world. Therefore, they have to be created together and always have to be present together. Mara then continues with the discussion of some of the other constellations.